Hello, everyone. Lovely to see you, to be together. Today there is some work being done over the neighbor's house on the roof, so this is what you will hear, the hammering. So simply rest as you are. Resting is a non-movement. It's a non-doing. It's nothing being done, nothing you need to do. Simply allowing the light of awareness to shine, which is always shining. So it's more of a recognition rather than an allowing. It's an effortless recognition. In this recognition, there is no mind activity. The mind sinks into the source. And releases all its activities. So the impression of time is suspended in presence. The habitual mind is always seeking activity. Something to do. Somewhere to go. Something to get. Something to recollect and repeat. But all this activity is just a reflection. a dreamlike reflection. It has no significance. Except that we hold on to thinking, to mind activity, because we believe it's important. We believe it's important because we believe there is someone to whom the dream is significant, someone who can be affected, who can be impacted. Someone who is subject to mind activities, to worldly activities. Someone who is subject to events which may happen in the body space. And so we overlook resting as being. Because within this resting, there is no person who is doing anything or who is subject to anything. There is no personal doer. And so this resting as being, resting as awareness, is overlooked. And yet it is this restfulness which we seek in everything that we do. This freedom. This ease of being. This effortlessness. Freedom from endless desires and preoccupations. Being borderless, edgeless, the dreamer of all dreams, but not an object in the dream. You are the viewer, the creator, the perceiver, as one. Total freedom. The freedom to create or not. That freedom is obscured by the belief that you're a son or a daughter, a personal body-mind entity. Satchitananda is your true self, your innate right, the bliss of the self, the bliss of being, not being somebody, somebody with personal preoccupations, somebody who's trying hard and failing and succeeding. All of that is falsehood. You are not an object in the dream. Why do we hold on to the past? Why do we give so much importance to me narrative, to some personal narrative? What for? What's the point? Are we like children given a piece of paper and crayons, and we've got to scribble all sorts of, with every crayon, every color, and keep scribbling? Is this what this waking dream is about, scribbling? The collection of scribbles. But the freedom from scribbling. We can scribble without losing our freedom. And that's a challenge, to understand that, to live that. Not to be limited in any way by any self-definition. Because all self-definitions are dead stuff, old, stinky stuff, which we carry along in our storage bins. No fresh air. There's no freshness in any personal narrative. There is a space between every note. But it is that space which makes the note. Between every perception, there is a non-perception. Between every thought, there is no thought. Invisible to the senses. Why remain so focused on events, on thoughts and perceptions, and overlook the light of awareness, the no thought, the no event? And yet you know you are this effortless, aware presence and not a woman or a man, somebody. Look at your experience in this moment. Are you not that which perceives and is not perceived? Take a look. Step back into it. Go behind the scene. You are that. That borderless, formless, transparent, invisible reality. You don't need to be always wearing the costume. The carapace. The skeletal form. The personal identity. Own your freedom. No one can give it to you or take it away from you. Notice your freedom. Realize your freedom. Not your freedom from, or your freedom of, or your freedom to, just your freedom. The freedom of being, of God's freedom, universal freedom. And that is available to you in the absence of identification. It's your true self. Any questions?